Canton's Morning News with Pam Cook continues now.
Well, it is a Tuesday morning. We're going to check in and find out what's happening around the city of Canton. Mayor Tom Burnaby on our WHBC Newsline. Happy Election Day, Mayor.
Happy Election Day. Good morning, Pam. Good morning, Canton.
Yeah, got to get out there and vote, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. That's the first thing we need to get done today if you haven't already voted. But again, there's not a lot of issues. You know, local elections, and they're very, very important. In Canton, there's not a lot of issues on anybody's ballot, but we have a citywide race for treasurer, and that's very, very important. And I know that there's probably some smaller precinct issues. Liquor, for example, I know it's very important for the Palace Theater and Georgia's Cafe. They have a precinct liquor sales for Sunday sales on the ballot. But all elections are important to somebody, and it is our most basic right, and really I consider it to be a duty to vote. So please get out there every election.
Yeah, absolutely. Last week we were talking a little bit about some of the things that City Council had done, and we didn't get a chance to talk about the streetscape. So kind of get to that. It does affect us right here at the radio station. It's right out front of us.
Yes. That's why I wanted to talk about this one. But streetscapes are great design things for our city gateway streets in particular. You know, we've done Market Avenue from 6th Street south. The streetscapes, when we talk about that, that includes putting in new sidewalks, new curving, new paving, lighting, signalizations, you know, trees, turn lanes, bike lanes. They serve a couple of purposes. You know, they really beautify our major corridors and make them very, very walkable and very, very attractive. They update the infrastructure, but also very importantly, they modify traffic flows and speeds and generally make them safer. So we have been streetscaping for, geez, a number of years, many, many, many phases, and we are now at the place where the current streetscape ends just past the Hilton DoubleTree on Market Avenue South around 5th Street. And so this coming spring, we will do the next phase from 5th Street to about the 700 block, and that includes the area in front of WHBC. So, yeah. Pam, it will be a mess for a year or so, but it will be well worth it when it gets done.
Yeah, we're excited about that. We are excited about that.
No, it is really, really nice. Those old, beautiful trees in front of you will you know, get whacked out, I would imagine, and you know, replaced by younger, growing trees.
Yeah.
But that's always one part of this thing. You lose some beautiful old trees, but those trees were kind of getting to be in, you know, questionable shape in those containers anyways as you drive by.
Yeah, troublesome in those cement areas. Yeah, yeah, for sure.
But so then council just approved the next phase, which will go from about 7th Street to 11th Street. 11th Street then is getting redone, a total, very major makeover in 2023. So in 2023, we will, by the end of that year, we will have really the Market Avenue streetscaped all the way down to 11th Street. It will meet a new 11th Street, you know, heading east to Cherry Avenue into that area and into U.S. Route 30, and that will become our primary gateway from U.S. Route 30 to downtown. So important projects. It's going to take a couple years to get done, the whole thing, but it should be very, very well worth it. Dan Meglin, our city engineer, he's the guy that has been talking streetscapes and for years, really for decades, actually. And he's the guy that has spearheaded these improvements, and we thank Dan for all the work that he does.
All right, let's talk about some of the events that are coming up, because I know we have a event tomorrow and then on Friday and the weekend. So let's go over some of those things.
Okay, as always, we have lots of things coming up. Annually, there is a crime prevention breakfast. And that involves all county law enforcement officers. That is scheduled tomorrow, and that starts at 8 a.m. at Tozzi's on 12th Street, which is where it is traditionally held. And this year, we will be honoring Canton Police Officer of the Year, Sean Flaherty, Stark County Deputy of the Year, Bethany Kirk, Stark County Community Police Officer of the Year, Louisville Police Officer Rachel Carosella, and the Crime Prevention Citizen of the Year, Gianna Seeker. So anyways, we congratulate all of them for their special recognition. And, you know, as always, it's just one more opportunity to thank all of our police officers who protect us and serve us 24/7.
It's First Friday this week, isn't it?
It is First Friday, and again, as we get into the cooler months, they kind of calm down a little bit. But the theme is giving thanks. Really, Centennial Plaza and Jersey's Cafe should be hopping pretty much on Friday night. They will be bringing Lieutenant Dan's New Legs at 7:30, and I guess that is a really, really popular band with a lot of followers. So Friday night should be a pretty good night. Family movie at the Palace on Friday night at 7 o'clock, Freebirds. And just please go to Visit Canton First Friday for a listing of all the other events and so forth. And then Saturday, we have the Buckeyes and then playing Nebraska at 1 p.m. And Sunday, we have the city of the football game, again, which is always popular. We have Cincy playing the Browns.
Big one.
And I guess I have to mention,
yep,
we kind of had, I guess, a little bit going from last week. The
yep.
Steelers visited the Browns, and I was very optimistic, and you were sitting in the back grinning. And as we talked about, lately after that McKinley-Madison game, I've been wearing an orange jersey, as the loser of that game, and I almost feel like I should be wearing a Steelers jersey after the Browns losing to the Steelers.
Oh, they had choked that
Why
out, didn't you?
Why does this happen to us? Why does this happen to me?
I don't know, but I think you're going to have to buy me lunch. I think that's what you're going to have to do.
Okay, and that is, yes, absolutely. You are on for lunch. I will call you back for lunch.
That sounds good. What else? What else do we have before we have to run out of here?
Okay. Patriot Ball this Saturday. That's an annual event at the Civic Center. It's a wonderful military black tie optional military style ball. But again, Dr. Tim Novelli, he's the guy that puts this thing on every year, and he brings with us, five or six different Medal of Honor winners who are honored, as well as the military in general. That's always a great event. Wanted to say thank you to Nicole Detant. She owns Fromage du Monde. I'm not very good with French, but that's cheese of the world at 4th Street. I think you've probably been in there, Pam. It's a great store, but she organized the downtown Canton family-friendly trick-or-treat last Saturday, and that was very well attended. And I think it's probably the first of what will become a downtown tradition.
Awesome.
So that was pretty cool. And yeah. Lastly on my list was, again, we haven't talked about COVID-19 recently, but we know now that boosters are available for eligible groups and so forth. And just want to let you know that BB and I went out and we got ours last week and feel a lot better for doing so. So please, again, it's still out there and it's still very, very dangerous. And so please get vaccinated and or get boosters if eligible.
All right. Well, we thank you, Mayor, and we'll talk again next Tuesday.
Okay, and I will call you about our bet.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thanks, Pam. Thanks, Canton.
What's next? Keep listening to find out, because the news never stops.
Get the facts.
And neither do we.
1480 WHBC and WHBC.com. WHBC Sports, the Sarshon Ford Radio Game of the Week.
Out there, Johnson's got it! Touchdown!
Well, you give it to your best player, and if they stop it, they're better than you, but not tonight.
Any major adjustments at halftime, Coach?
Our playoff coverage continues Friday night as McKinley and Jackson do battle from Tom Benson Stadium. The All Care Stadium show at 6, kickoff at 7. Hoover and Green will be on the stream, plus we'll have updates on Maslin and Westerville South.
Appreciate all the work you guys do.
The Sarshon Ford Radio Game of the Week.